I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 13th. The Quincy College Board of Governors has unanimously voted to appoint Quincy School Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro as the next college president. DeCristofaro announced he'll retire in June after over 40 years with the Quincy Public Schools, the last 19 as superintendent. DeCristofaro has served as a teacher, assistant principal, and principal before becoming superintendent in 2001. He says he leaves with mixed emotions, but also says there's much work to do in this unique school year before he leaves. The school committee will meet remotely tonight to decide the last day of school for this year. If officials decide to hold online classes during school vacation week next week, the last day of school will be June 17th. If not, the last day of school will be June 23rd. There will be no online classes on April 20th, Patriots Day. The Quincy City Council will also meet remotely tonight to begin discussing how the coronavirus pandemic will impact the city's finances. Officials acknowledge that revenues will be down for the next fiscal year that begins on July 1st. Mayor Thomas Koch says he expects to have some budget estimates available by early May. Also tonight, councilors are expected to approve $3 million in improvements for the Broadmeadows Middle School to continue repairs from floods 2 years ago, and will approve $680,000 for tide gate repairs and flood improvement around the Beechwood Knoll School. Tonight's council meeting begins at 5:30 and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. A block of rooms at the Boston Marriott Hotel at the Crown Colony Office Park in West Quincy has been set aside for any Quincy first responders who need to self-isolate because of exposure to the coronavirus. Harvard Vanguard established a drive-through testing site at its Crown Colony Office Park headquarters for first responders and others who make appointments first through Convenient MD Urgent Care. The Howard Johnson's Motel on Hancock Street in Quincy is serving as a quarantine site for Quincy's homeless population. Clients will be tested for coronavirus and provided medical care if they test positive. Negative testing clients will return to Father Bill's shelter on Broad Street or the temporary shelter at the South Shore YMCA. Disposable face masks are needed at Interfaith Social Services on Adams Street in Quincy. Director Rick Doan says those masks are needed for their volunteers working in the food pantry. Doan says donations are also needed to help keep the pantry shelves stocked. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, April 13th.